Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike DeLahaz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. DeLahaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Power moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Power tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Haz hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive towards short. Delahaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delahaz misplays the ball. That's an error on Delahaz. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Delahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 3 in the game. De La Haz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. De La Haz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.